Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Very lucky to be joined this week by Ty Hunter from the Hunter Brothers. What's new, man?
Hey, my friend. It's just been a crazy stretch. You know, we were just catching up there, and it's been 17 months since a full band live show. So we're back in rehearsals, back in the swing of things. We've been working on a record now for basically a year and a half. And I think there's been, you know, lots of different changes over the course of the last year. But I think at the same time, we're just getting ready and prepped to go back out on the road, which is exciting.
You guys spending much time together as a family? I know a lot of families are struggling to do that, but you guys are in the same area. So I guess like zones and bubbles and things probably haven't been that much of an issue for the Hunter Brothers.
No, not as much. It's definitely been, it still has been different. But at the same time, we've been able to see each other, on a regular basis for sure. And with our immediate families, that's been something that we've been able to, have in the last year and a half is more time with them. Just being a traveling musician, there's a lot of time that you spend away. And so, I think that has been, you know, if you can find, silver linings, of the last season, that's definitely been one of them.
So we saw some very nice things written about your dad for Father's Day, and it made me smile because I remember your dad is the bus driver on one of your tours. And how's he making out? Because when I saw the nice post, I was like, oh, that dude just stepped in to be a bus driver one time. It was just, it's so cool.
Yeah, that's right. We did that fun interview with you. That was many years ago, but I remember doing that backstage with you. That was so fun. He's somebody who is, I don't know if I would say he would be number one fan because I think mom has got that title, but he would be right there beside her. I think, whenever he's been able to come on the road, he's just thrilled to do so. And there's been a few different times where he has stepped in as bus driver. He's one of those guys that will just do whatever you need him to do. And I think that's something that I'm so grateful for is just, you know, he's really represented that. It's like whatever somebody needs or asks for, he's just one of those people that kind of steps in with reckless abandon and will do anything for anybody. He'll give the coat off his back and he'll give you the whole house, you know, to live in type of thing. So he's a good man.
One of the Hunter Brothers on the injured list, how's his recovery and maybe talk about that?
Yeah, you know, Luke has he fell off of a ladder. It was about 10 to 15 feet for anybody who doesn't know. It's been a struggle for sure. I think it's one of those recoveries where you're grateful that it wasn't a back, it wasn't a head injury, but it's definitely going to be a long road ahead. I think a lot longer than what was anticipated. So it wasn't just, you know, a fractured wrist. It was, ripped tendons. The elbow was shattered. There's a lot of things that are going to need to be reworked. I think there's going to be another surgery in the near future. So he's really appreciated, and we have certainly appreciated all the love and support that has come flowing in since the accident.
Yeah, I saw it online and I was shocked that something that you know, everyone does and takes for granted that, you know, being on a ladder, and then you just kind of realize that, man, that stuff happens. And to a musician who needs the mobility, it must be just so tough, and we're hoping for him, that's for sure.
Yeah, thanks so much, Shiloh. I appreciate that. And yeah, it definitely is one of those things where you just take an extra moment now every time that you're, you know, stepping down a ladder or doing anything, just because it's just so easy to happen. And I mean, it was a fluke thing. It we've been very fortunate to not have more injuries than we have. So especially having such a big family, but we certainly appreciate the support.
So I know you're looking forward to traveling again, and it's funny because one of the last times I saw you in person, you guys were on one of those Whirlwind Festival weekends where, you travel coast to coast to coast, and you know, you don't sleep, you just play and travel. you want that now, don't you? You're like, man, I would love.
Absolutely. Let's go. I'm ready. I'm ready. The bags are packed. My suitcases are at the door. I am ready to go. Yeah, I remember that trip. I'm pretty sure we had done like 3 provinces in 3 days or something like that, which, I mean, Canada is it's a pretty vast, you know,
yeah,
grouping of land. So, those trips are always so crazy when you're sleeping in hotels, you know, right across the country, or traveling on a bus, for hours, through the night, but it's fun. I like the rush of that, because it's always the anticipation of the next show.
I just remember, we're going to chat with all of the Hunter brothers. We're doing a thing. And when I show up, there's like, it was like a couple of you, and they're like, yeah, listen, we're the ones that actually were awake enough. The other guys needed to have a sleep, or they were going to fall asleep on stage. And I thought, you know, it's a cool life, and you guys get to live it every weekend, every day, you know, but there is that aspect of it sometimes where you just must have a hard time getting going sometimes. Like, it just, and I mean, we all want it now and we miss it, but we don't often see just how much of a toll it takes on the family, but also on you and the energy levels and things.
No, you're so right. It's one of those things where, you know, we've been accustomed to low sleep just from growing up on the farm. And so there's been nights upon nights where you had very little sleep and you just have to push through, especially, you know, for the home stretch. But, you know, as musicians, you're human and your body will shut down at some point. And so even if you've done, you know, copious amounts of training for that, it is one of those things. You know, even for me, speaking from a lead singer standpoint, is if I don't have sleep, that's one of the things that affects my vocals the most the next day. So I always find that, you know, somewhat stressful. If I haven't slept well the night before, it definitely is going to take a toll on the next night's performance. And you have to figure out how to navigate around that, just in terms of pushing through without wrecking your vocal cords. And for us being a vocal group where everybody sings, you know, from that standpoint, the lead vocal is the one that's harmonized around. And so if my voice goes down, the show goes down. And that's something that is like a very, very stressful part of the job. But it's, I think it's just part of the territory. Every job has its challenges, but it's one of those things where vocal cords can be, rather finicky at times, and you don't want to wreck them, because that's what you need to keep doing your job.
Yeah,
that's right.
So not so much you, because you're the lead vocalist, but do you guys ever have a conversation before a show and go, okay, listen, I'm a little raspy tonight. I'm a little off tonight. I need someone to do some more of the heavy lifting. I mean, because you guys rely on your vocals. You guys are a vocal group. Does that ever happen?
It's happened before where if somebody's just not feeling as well, we'll shift parts around a little bit, mm-hmm. because there are parts that are a lot higher than other parts and songs. And so we will make adjustments according to that, because we can flip parts around, and because everybody's accustomed to singing different parts. Like, we wouldn't put Brock in a position where he's singing Dusty's parts.
No.
Probably wouldn't work so well for a bass to sing high tenor, but a lot of us can flip into our head voice or our falsetto, or you know, just make something work and shift parts around. And that certainly, I remember that happening on tour, where I was running around and just, you know, not feeling it one night. And so I think I passed over a part to Luke and said, hey, can you do this, and we'll just flip, you know, spots. Yeah. And because I'm running around lots of times too, I have to make sure that I have enough yeah. lung capacity to hold the notes out. And so that's kind of a challenge in and of itself, but it's fun. So yeah, I guess that's one of the perks of having 5 vocalists.
The new album is out, and we are so pumped, Ty, because first of all, it's great. Second of all, it's the first new Hunter Brothers music, as you said, in over almost a year and a half. Why don't you talk a little bit about the new album?
Yeah. It's actually, the last album we released was 2019 at the beginning of the Journey tour with Paul Brandt. And so that's when State of Mind had come out. So it's been a good 2.5 years since we actually put a full project out. So I think to say we're excited would be an understatement. It's you know, a project that we've been working towards for a long time, and it was unique in the sense that almost every vocal was cut in Shaunavon. So that hasn't typically happened in the past.
No. And so what was the choice there? Was it sort of a COVID choice that was made for you, or were you thinking that before?
No, that was definitely a COVID choice. So our hometown of Shaunavon, Saskatchewan, we finished recording most of the vocals for Hard Dirt when we were in Nashville, and we had just finished a writing trip, which was a good timing because then we came home, and that's when kind of everything started unraveling. And so we had an old mechanic shop that we typically use for our rehearsal space on the farm, and we had started converting part of it into a little studio area, but hadn't really completed the project yet. And so we decided, hey, let's finish this up, because there's a good chance we're going to be making use of this a lot more in the near future. JJ has always had an interest for engineering, and so he kind of took whatever knowledge he had kind of gleaned up to that point from traveling around, and then just really dove in and kind of acted as the mediator between us and the producers over the course of the record. And we ended up cutting, like I said, every vocal from that point on in our home studio. So that was never the initial plan, but I think it gave us a lot of skill sets, you know, that we just didn't really anticipate needing to advance on in such a short time frame. But that's not a bad thing. I mean, musicians are notorious for having to pivot.
Yeah, you have to be, you know, reactive, and that's so great that you could do it. And I would say, I mean, you're proud of all the work that you've done over the years, but maybe there's a little bit more pride when this comes out because you did take such an active role in it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair to say. And I do think that the other side of it too, that's really interesting, is we had five or six producers that we worked with over the course of this project. And typically in the past, it's been, you know, maybe one or two, and we'll record the album in very short order. Whereas I think this one was, you know, a labor of love in the sense that it was a lot longer process. It was more thought out, and it was also one of those records where we collaborated a lot more than ever before, which is interesting and ironic because we didn't see any of those people other than through Zoom calls and audio movers. So that's also kind of an interesting component to the project as well.
Is there one song on this album that when you heard the finished product, you were just blown away by the harmonies, by something? Like, is there one song that we're going to listen for on this album that you were even maybe surprised that, wow, my gosh?
I think probably actually the song that across the board for everybody really spoke to everybody's heart the most was a song called Captain. And we recorded that with Hunter Hayes, and we actually re-recorded the song multiple times. We tried two or three different keys, and I remember digging into the leads of this one and it just feeling just so real. It was such a transparent heart cry, if you will. There's a line in the song that says, "I don't know," and it just kind of goes into oblivion for a second, and it kind of lets you hang there. And I think that just because of the last season, feeling like people didn't really know what was going on and what was happening and where life was really going to go. You know, it's been a tough season on a number of fronts, you know, personally and for everybody in this time. And so I think just feeling the emotion of that in that moment, and then adding the harmonies and just watching this song kind of come together once we kind of reached the finished product, it just felt very, very authentic. And so I'm excited for people to kind of hear not only the musicality of that song, but really the emotion and the heart that's behind it. And I think you can pick that up in just the way that it was sung. And so sometimes with songs, there's just that special connection to the lyric. And I would say that would be the one that everybody, I would say, connected to the most.
Even spending a ton of time at home with family, what's the yeah. one thing that you were really grateful that you actually got to accomplish? Was there something on your to-do list that you've been like, man, and you finally had time to do it?
Well, I think, man, like, yes, actually. Thank you. Just reminded me a couple days ago, I was able to release some news that I'm going to be hosting an art camp out of Shaunavon, Saskatchewan here. And that's something I've been wanting to do for years and years now, but finally had the chance to tackle it. And because there's not a bunch of shows on the books, I'm able to be present for the whole week. And so it's for kids ages 3 up to 18. And we're going to have a whole week of visual arts and performing arts. And I'm going to be putting on a little performance and just really, really encouraging the artistic community here in Shaunavon, because we've felt for years now that there's been need for some development in that area. We have incredible sports and recreation programs, and we definitely have some artistic programming, but that was something that I felt deeply in my heart we needed to just add some elements to. And so that's going to be happening. It's called Evergreen Arts, the camp. So that's really exciting. I think the second thing that comes to mind is my second daughter, Charlotte, was born just before the whole pandemic happened. And I have just had a tremendous amount of time to spend with her in particular. And that connection has been something that I've been very, very grateful for. And so those are the two things that kind of stand out right away.
And you were also home to change diapers, which was probably...
I was. That's something I was doing with the first one too, though. My wife certainly was like, okay, you're going to change this one multiple times, and it's good.
Say hi to the brothers for me. Ty, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time today, Shiloh, and for your support. We appreciate you and everybody listening in. Thank you so much.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.